you can live out your MasterChef dreams. When you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel, connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
That's got to be recording by now. Here we go. There we go. You all right?
Definitely.
Whoa. Uh-oh. Man down, possible. Producer Katie, I think, hit her head. You all right?
Uh-oh.
Sorry. We had a buzz in one of the microphones pre-show, so she's frantically swapping out a cable.
Ah.
You good?
That's
what you get for going no bucket on in the pregame warm-up. You know, Ryan? Huh?
No bucket.
She's going turbo style, dude.
3 years, we're learning hockey terms.
Doing. Okay, I got another hockey term for you. Check out this salad. Look at this salad, dude. Uh-oh, we got a bit of an echo.
Oh no, man.
Who's got the echo on? Oh, Chris. Uh-oh.
Pre-show buzz. Echoes.
Wait, is there an echo for anyone? You guys are good?
I don't hear it.
Okay, then we're just going to roll then. Look at this salad, dude.
What is that, arugula? No, that's way better than arugula. No.
We call it rocket.
That's like
where I'm from.
That's beautiful. Is that how you're rocking it these days? I haven't seen you forever.
That's how I'm rocking my rocket, baby. I know, dude. Hey, look. It's been a bit, but I think I saw Ryan put out on Twitter that the Kraken took a month off, and so did we.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If they can, we can too.
Yeah, man. But we're back, brutal. Everybody. Yeah. There's many reasons for the off time, but we don't need to get into all those. It's hockey time, baby. You know, and if there's one thing that listeners to this show know, it's how much we love talking hockey.
Oh,
so because it's a hockey show after all. So since we've been off for so long, I think we should just talk hockey probably the whole time.
Come on.
Sounds good, Ryan?
Really?
I say we give it a shot.
Wall-to-wall hockey. Producer Katie, are you in?
Do it.
Ryan?
Let's go.
Well, somebody's got to do it then.
Oh, release the show.
Young fish. What's cracking? We cracking. We dipping. We diving. We sliding. We slapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy, we all about the action. Release the show.
Hey there, welcome to Release the Show, everybody. Your favorite hockey podcast that is always, always about the most beautiful game and never about anything else. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Brett. That's another one. His name is Chris. And then over there in the Mariners hat, that's Ryan. My hair is out of control today, fellas, because I realized I was wearing a Los Angeles Dodgers hat today. I got dressed in the dark. I'm going to blame it on the dark. And my son, he kind of likes Shohei because he's super into sports betting. And so he made me buy a Dodgers hat.
What's wrong with the Dodgers hat? Is that not your team? What's wrong with the Dodgers?
You know, I've spent so much time in LA that, you know, I mean, they're in the National League. I will tend to root for them probably, unless, of course, they're playing the Los Marineros. But anyway, I just felt like I shouldn't really be on here. Ryan, what happened? You switched lids already.
Yeah. You said it's a hockey show. So I just assume we're going to talk Mariners for the cold open.
Well, but okay. Well, then, except Ryan, the question on everybody's mind, and we might as well just dive in right now, everybody. Let me remind you quick, though, that the show is sponsored by Wiener Schnitzel. More on that in a second. The question on everybody's mind up in Seattle, Ryan, and you provided a nice segue there, is should we just switch lids from Kraken lids to Mariners lids because this Kraken season's over, and let's start trying to win 54% of the time?
I mean,
that is all we're promised,
pretty,
right?
Basically. Pretty much what everybody's talking about up there in the Emerald City, Ryan. I mean, right? What, like, dude? What are they still playing hockey?
They're still playing hockey. The last couple of games that Mariners are on at the same time as the Kraken, so going back and forth and trying to watch both games.
Yeah,
it's just hard to watch a team that is, well, they're not mathematically out of the playoffs.
Yeah, we're not statistically eliminated. Come on, there's still a chance. There's
still a chance, but it's just, yeah, not having a, you know, that clear path to the playoffs is—it's kind of getting hard to watch.
Is it more hard to watch than Dave Sims pretend to be excited about announcing Kraken scores during the middle of the Mariners game? Because man, that is hard to watch. He's like, oh, the Kraken 2-0 in the second quarter or period, whatever. And it's like, Dave.
Come on. Like when he tries to talk about hockey. He like tails off halfway through because he forgot what he was trying to say and doesn't know how to like reel it back in. Everybody hates on Dave Sims. I love listening to Dave Sims. It's so ridiculous sometimes.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't hate on Dave Sims. But anyway, whatever, man. I'm a Ron Fairley guy. Everybody knows that.
We found that out.
Anyway, okay, so the Kraken, Ryan, they're still playing. I mean, dude, they got to get hot. They got to get hot now. I would like to hope so, boys, but I don't know. I don't know here.
We're beating teams like the Ducks. We're beating teams like the Sharks.
Mm-hmm.
Like we should. We just can't beat anybody else.
Isn't that the story of this season, though, Ryan, so far? Is just they weren't able to really do it when they needed to do it the most.
Well,
missed opportunities.
Just like they do in the game, they can't put a 60-minute game together, a three-period full game together. They can't put this full season together because they're getting hot, they're getting cold, and then when it doesn't matter, they start getting hot again. Matty Beneers scored in 20-something seconds yesterday, an absolute snipe. And where was that a month ago when we actually needed it? So we're I like how they're not letting off the gas because we're setting a tone for next year, but a little too late.
Well, they were playing the Sharks. That's where that's, the snipe. They were playing the Sharks. But, if we look up here, I mean, they've won three of the last four. Don't go back too much further past that. Actually,
don't do it.
Three of the last four. So pretty much it's been good recently. I mean, you guys, if we want to have some fun, though, talking hockey, and since we've been off for a while, we go a little further back. And the Coyotes, dude. It's the curse of the Coyotes. I think this team was cursed season one. I'm not going to even blame Chris. We don't even need to go into it. But Ryan, how come when my brand new hockey team, that is my favorite hockey team in the world and the most badass team to ever live, when they were invented and I knew we were going to play the Coyotes so often, I thought, well, that'll be easy. We can't ever beat them, ever.
No.
Never.
I was going to go to that Coyotes game too.
We took them to OT.
Yeah. Baby steps. By the way, we got close with Chris almost jumping into the lake again. I mean, they're 8 games.
Ooh, I was sweating.
I decided to break in
for an
emergency show just to talk about that.
Well, and by the way, though, like Chris was looking up at the Coyotes on the schedule and he was like, okay, here we go. And then they lose.
Done deal. We're good.
And then they lose 5-1. Jeez, 2 nights later to the Canadiens, Ryan, you wanted to stay on the Coyotes game. And I think we do have to stay there because that's really where the wheels came off maybe a while ago, but it's riding on the floorboards and sparking all over Aurora, and like they're calling the cops on us. Like this thing is beat up at that point, right, Ryan?
I think
was that rock bottom?
It's got to be. For the first time, you saw a little bit of life coming out of Hack. You saw some players actually the look on their faces after the games. You didn't get much of that earlier in the year, mm-hmm. and again, now we start shifting lines. You know, we're quote unquote benching players. We're bringing people up from Coachella. Again, where was this a month ago? I'm just going to keep going back to that. Where was this a month ago? Because that's when you should have got mad, when we're going on a quick two-game bender and not losing to teams like, like the like Phoenix Coyotes. I'm glad we didn't lose against the Sharks because that would have just summed up the whole season right there.
Yeah. Well, okay. Then let's, we got to talk hack then. We could stay there. Instead I want to tell you about Wiener Schnitzel. I told you I'd bring him back up later. Wiener Schnitzel, everybody. Two locations, Western Washington, Everett, and Fife do something different for lunch today. They sponsored the show. Go on in and mention us, release a show, and you get a free ice cream cone. Get it? Ice. Hockey. Ice. Get it? Wiener Schnitzel, everybody. Two locations, Everett and Fife in Western Washington. Go check them out. Yeah, so Coach Hack, guys. Three seasons in. Made the playoffs once. Deep run. We know that. Other than that, these other two seasons, pretty disappointing. I think everyone says throw out season one, but why? You know? I mean, these are pretty much the same players we've had the entire time also, really. I mean, except for Dan, we could play a violin. I still think losing Dan looms large. But overall, it's basically been the same team for 3 years, same coach for 3 years, and here we are. So, boys, what do you want to do with him?
One more time?
Oof.
Can Why? You see my face, though?
Wait, I don't. Why? Why?
I don't know if I believe it.
Because you're a nice person.
Let me think of that.
Because you're a nice guy. Ryan, I don't think he has a reason. I think Chris is just a nice guy. Ryan, come on. One more? What do we do with him?
Give us the real, Ryan.
Yeah. What do you want to do?
This is a tough one. I don't think we need to just be changing pieces and jumping ship and doing that whole thing, but it's clearly not working. But we're also not that far off from making the playoffs. I mean, we're in the hunt. I mean,
we're 31 and 30. It's pretty mediocre. I mean, it's about as mediocre as it can get, actually.
I mean, Ryan, do you know, like, we have 8 games left. Are we really in the hunt?
Wait,
are we really?
Why are you trying to be positive? Not
now.
Listen how fired up we are. Hold on. Answer the damn question. Why are you trying to be positive? Do you want Coach Hack or not? Just answer. You don't have to be positive or negative. Just answer the question.
Yes, because I think what they're building this year will translate to next year.
What they're building this year? Hold on. You're Coach Hack. I'm Ron Francis. You just came into my office and said that.
Here we go.
What you're building this year. I'm sorry, Dave, but I think last year you went to the second round of the playoffs, and this year you're 31 and 30, and then I don't know the ties, but you're about to get out of my office unless you start talking fast. What are you building this year?
I know I'm going backwards from what I was saying earlier in the season.
Oh, he pulled out the accent too.
having a change like that in the off season and starting over with the same group. Yes, the group is going to be the same, right? Philosophy is going to be different. You're going to have to learn a new system. You have to learn the new way of life to be a Kraken. And I just think you're going to put yourself further behind. Now, if they had a plan, a 5-year plan, when they went into the into their first draft, right? And they're executing it.
Okay.
So we have the first year, throw that away. Second year was kind of a fluke, but you could see the glimpse of where this team should be, right? Now you come back, you realize, all right, you made some adjustments that didn't work. You come back in this offseason, you regroup, you retool, and you come in for year 4 with on that same plan.
Okay.
Filling in those holes that you either you traded away or you need to get better with. So you bring in some extra guys. You have that core group. Now you have the group that's going to, you know, get you to the playoffs the next year. So if we have a 5-year plan, I would say with Chris, give him one more year. But have a caveat of if you're not in it in the first 3 months of the year, all right, we got to make a change at that point. Like, we can't have another season like this. So you have your summer to rebuild. And here's your deadline to get to where we think you need to be. And here's the metrics for that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm hearing you. I listen.
You more of a Band-Aid guy?
Now like, tell us the truth.
Okay, well, no, I would just give you my opinion. I mean, I don't know. I'm just a fan, you know, and I barely even know hockey. I'm only three seasons in. But for me and knowing what I know about other sports and not knowing shit about shit, I would have fired him a month ago. Just gone. Like, just in the middle of that run or, like, just gone. See ya. Because I think the biggest problem just from, and again, just my opinion from a fan standpoint, and I'm sure he's a nice fella and all that stuff. It's not personal. It's just, I don't know what kind of identity he ever tried to establish, if any, here in the first place. Like, when the team was announced, when the uniforms were unveiled and the colors were announced and the video package that came along with it, I thought that they'd have sort of a grit to them and a sort of Northwest attitude and a toughness and a, you know, if we're not winning, we're fighting kind of a thing. But there's just really none of that. They've just been sort of limp, honestly, to me, feeling like kind of like the whole time. And I tried to throw season one out, but now I don't know if we really can throw season one out, because this season they look a lot like they did season one. And there's one guy at the head of that ship, and they've never had a captain. He's never even tried that. I mean, what has he ever tried to, like, shake it up, Ryan, other than, like, a bag skate one time this year? I mean, has there been anything that I've missed? Or it seems like from him it's pretty much just like, well, this is what we are. This is, you know, my team is on the ice sort of a thing. And it's not working, you know?
You're right. There's nothing that has been organically formed from the locker room as this team's identity. It's been something where the Davy Jones hat that came in from an outside source. It's been all the stuff that's come in from the outside to create the team identity, and nothing that has I can't tell you, like, all right, the Kraken are a hard team to play because XYZ. They're just there. So no, you're 100% right on that.
I feel like we got a mascot before we got the product on the ice a little bit. You know, it's like, I love Bowie, no disrespect to our man, you know, I got love for the guy, but it's like you just said, Ryan, it's like, there's a lot of marketing. There's a lot of, like, isn't it fun that we have a hockey team?
Right.
Yes. But also, don't we like the Sounders, you know, like the Sounders is a good example. Like, I've never been into soccer really like that. I played growing up, but it was always sort of the sport you played when the other sports weren't going on, to be honest. For me, you know, ouch, I know Chris loves soccer, but for me,
it's the world's game.
No, I know, but like,
it's the world's game.
All right, but let me make my point. Like, the MLS is not exactly the height of it or anything, especially back then. Well, I mean, back then, even, right? Like, when we got the team, you know, I know the Sounders have been there forever, but you know what I mean? This new version and all that. And so it was like, okay, how's this going to go? Well, the team came in and they were awesome immediately. So everybody flocked down there. Everybody's buying season tickets. The city sweeps them up. And then the MLS starts to get better. The level of play, the quality is better now. Everyone knows what a USA Cup is and stuff, you know? I mean, and there you go. Like, that's how you build a franchise. That's how you build a product. That's how you build a team. That's how you market a team. That, like, good for them, right? And I was excited for that with the Kraken. But man, it's a tightrope, dude. I mean, I think I would have moved on, shaking it up. I would have named a captain. I would have named an interim head coach and named a captain. Boom. And just had like a player coach to the end of the year for the last month. Ryan, is that even possible in hockey? Like, why not have Eberle just sort of player coach this thing with some assistant coach being the interim, and you know, let's go out and get in more fights than goals we score.
Reg Dunlap from the Charlestown Chiefs.
Let's go, baby.
Absolutely can happen.
Let's go, baby. Dude, hire me.
See, that is a shakeup right there. What Brett just said is a shakeup.
Hire me. Yeah. I ain't got nothing to do. I, you know, they all go skate around out there anyway. It's not like there's actual plays being drawn up, right, Ryan? It's easy.
Yeah, have your assistant coaches run the plays. You just stand on the bench and start yelling.
Fire them up, baby.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
You know what's sad is there's already ads on Kraken broadcast for season tickets for next year that they're available. Everybody with the 3-year plan has started to give them up. And I mean, yes, tickets are expensive and it's very expensive to go a game. But if they were winning, I don't think you'd see this sort of everybody kind of giving up on their tickets. And I mean, you can go and get into the game cheap, and it shouldn't be that way. This should be the hottest ticket in town for the next couple years still. And it's not that at all.
Well, if you guys
keep going this way, You know, I'm just saying, if they keep going this way, we do have teams like the Mariners now that have taken over Seattle. Football comes back, and hockey will again be the last sport when it should be up there with you know, when the news comes on, that's the first highlight that plays. Now it's going to be kicked back like it used to be.
Yeah. No, I absolutely agree with you, brother. And also, like, for everybody who's like, oh, this guy's just a new hockey fan. He doesn't get it. He just wants things instantly. Like,
I hear them all saying that too.
Like, yeah, you're right. You. Yeah. Well, also, yeah. I was going to say, you're right. I do. That is how I want things. 100% correct. But you know what else? Like, if you feel like me, if you're a little frustrated, if you feel like us, you know, like, make sure you're following, make sure you're subscribing. Make sure you're hitting us up on Twitter and telling your friends about us and stuff. And send us an email. How are you guys feeling? You know, I mean, let's just call it. We're basically three seasons in now. You got only a couple weeks left. And how are you feeling out there in Krakenland? What do you want done at the head spot? And then, you know, what do you think they got to do player-wise to really right this ship? And you guys send it in and we'll discuss what you guys got to say. But I just think, like, I think not naming a captain after Giordano left, they didn't need to name it, you know, right away or anything. But I think, you know that thing, you guys, when, like, you don't know your buddy's girlfriend's name, but now you've hung out, like, seven times, and it'd be weird to kind of ask. And then, like, and then it just gets weirder and weirder between you and him, because then he can kind of tell that you kind of don't know or something. Like, that's
what's my girlfriend's name, Brett? What's my girlfriend's name, Brett? Say it right now on the air. Say it right now, damn it.
Regina.
What's her name?
Regina. Regina Falange.
I knew it.
Listen, don't you think that's what's going on here, though? Like, it feels kind of weird. Like, they should have named a captain, Ryan. They should have named a captain.
We need a leader. We need a leader of some kind. If it's not going to be the coach, we need a leader.
Yeah.
No. And other people are saying that too. I think you started that trend, but it is true. We've had this talk a couple times. Like, you need somebody to step up. And again, we don't really know what's going on behind the scenes, but having three guys in your leadership team, three guys to take the blame, who's stepping up to actually going through and say, hey, this is what we need to do. I haven't heard anything like that. And you haven't heard once of somebody saying, all right, he is actually kind of positioned himself to right. be the next captain right. or whatever right. that is. Right.
So it's all very hush hush over there.
I do know, like, yes, the team gets along. It's great. They are starting to do the stuff that teams need to be doing when they win. But What's that final piece to get them over that line? And you're right. We are missing a few of those things, just like a captain, just like somebody to walk in front of the media and say, no one else is doing interviews. You talk to me today. Like, that's a leader that steps up and say, I know we messed up. Here's why. We'll be better. Yeah. But you don't really get that.
Yeah, I hear that. Chris, what does Mira think about all this? I know she's a giant fan.
Oh, he had to prove it. He had to prove it.
What is she?
Do you really want to know, or you just wanted to get that out there?
Like, both. What is she?
Do you want me to ask her?
has she got strong thoughts on Coach Hack?
First of all, I don't want to ask her because, as you well know, she's a Bay Area fan. Yeah, so she doesn't belong in this conversation. Yeah. She's going to want to start talking about the Sharks and stuff like that. So,
okay.
You know,
well, we'll leave her out of it.
She's going to make fun of Hack.
We'll leave her out of it.
I think it's a blend of you two. I'll say that she says she thinks it's a blend of mm-hmm. what you guys both said.
Okay. Very political.
I do think they need to give him one more year, but be ready to pull that leash, get him gone. Do the shakeup, Brett, that you already said, even if it's 2 months into the season, like Ryan said, just got to be ready for that.
I think we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, obviously. All we can see is what we can see. But what I think I see is just nobody just kind of laying the hammer down from like, there's no captain, so there's nobody doing it player-wise. And then head coach-wise, we don't know. And then I'm saving even front office-wise. Like, what a message that would send. Just like, we're not effing around anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Like, anyway.
Well, you're right, because it's the product, right? Like, you can do all this marketing and all this show, and they put on a good show at the arena. You know what I mean? Yeah. And with the mascot and just everything. Like, they have packaged this incredibly well. We always talk about the jerseys, the merchandise. Like, everything is amazing, but the product.
Yeah, we just got to start playing, putting the pucks in the net. Yeah, man. You know what, though? They are still playing for a little bit, and whether you want to go see them or whether you want to sell – your seats. You can do it with epicseats.com, everybody. Local company doing it and doing it well. These guys went to UW. They have fancy offices that like overlook, you know, what, Elliott Bay? I don't know. Not, you know, actually, you know what? Not fancy offices, I have to say. I love James, but they're really about the work there. It's like a bunch of guys, like, you know those scenes in movies, a bunch of guys with computers just plugged in everywhere and cords going everywhere, but they got a nice view, but it's not necessarily like they care about the couch. You know what I mean? They're about the work. That's more how it was.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell they're doing big things in there because they're like, we don't, it's just, we're just here just, you know, selling seats, booking seats, and having people buy seats. But anyway, it's epicseats.com, everybody. Tell them that we sent you and you receive 12% off when you spend $100, or you get $12 extra on every seat that you sell with epicseats.com, whether it's Kraken tickets, Mariners tickets, concert tickets, and also not just stuff in Seattle. This is global, baby. It's epicseats.com. Nobody beats
Epic Seats.
Epic Seats. It rhymes.
We're supposed to jump in there?
Really?
My bad.
No, well, the timing wouldn't have been there anyway. Anyway.
Epic Seats.
Guys.
Oh.
Guys. Ryan.
Yes.
You got any numbers for us? You got any pearls of wisdom? You got anything that we can hang our hat on before we start to wrap this puppy up? And then, actually, do we have any emails? Nothing?
We have one.
We do have an email, yeah. So maybe Katie will read an email. But go ahead, Ryan.
What's me?
Yeah, you got anything?
Not really.
Okay, Chris, moving on. Then Chris.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow.
Go, Chris.
Wow.
Go.
Yeah, I got two things for you.
Okay.
Two things. Friday, April 5th, we get the Ducks again. Win. Thursday, April 11th, we get the Sharks again. Win. Two wins out of the last eight.
Okay.
Two wins. Those are my gift to all of you in Krakenland, because we also play the Coyotes on the 9th. Loss. Loss. Okay?
Wow. Oh, he's back to predicting. Okay. Ryan, I was just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Let's look for Shane Wright. Scored it his first game back, so he's got two goals now in his NHL career.
Okay.
Keep looking at him. Keep looking at these guys, which could be next year's, you know, top lines. Look how they gel and look how they're playing. But that, I mean, really, it's playing spoiler now to some of these other teams, and you know, maybe we can find something to cheer for it for this, you know, the rest of the season.
It's kind of weird to watch our minor league team kick so much ass all the time.
Yeah.
Isn't it? On social
That's
media?
That's exciting, yeah.
That's baby cracking hockey, baby.
You guys, I don't know if you guys follow Coachella, but for
That's
some
a
reason,
button in, baby.
Our minor league team is always kicking butt. And I'm thinking, how come those guys aren't playing on the big club? And then every time they get up there, they do really well, but it's always in the last like 3 weeks of the season, at least so far in our short history. But hey, what do I know? I'm not a hockey coach, you know what I mean?
That's the farm system, right? I mean, hopefully it leads to greater things here for the Kraken, coach or no coach.
I think that everybody,
or I should say hack or no hack.
I gotta say, man, I think everybody in Krakenland, I think even the fans, I think the players, I think the front office, I think the people throwing peanuts in the arena to you, if they still do that, just need to get a little more edge. And they need to get a little more tough, and they need to make some harder decisions, I think. You know, we're very sentimental. We're sentimental about the players. We're sentimental about the coach. We're sentimental about the team. And we don't want to talk any mess, but, like, for real, they got to step it up. They got to get it together. They got to show something. And if not for the last 3 weeks of this season, like, or whatever it is, dude, for next year and all of that. But, hey. For now, this has been the show. Katie, you have an email, though, from a loyal listener before we get out of here.
Hi, guys. Kevin from Denver here. Oh. I'm beyond upset. This team goes from playoffs 1 year to just crap this year.
See?
Looking like year one again. I blame the GM. This part's in all caps. How do you not make moves at the trade deadline?
That's
what I said. We lost key guys in the offseason for no reason. We could have kept them. Went from if we needed a goal to stay in the game, we'd get it. Now it's just sad to watch. No offense, no defense. Yuck. The whole thing stinks. I was really hoping for an Avalanche versus Kraken playoff rematch, but no. I'm out here looking for tickets for my B-Day. The prices are through the roof. Why? We ain't making the playoffs, LOL. Seattle needs playoff hockey in this town. Last year was electric. Why would this GM ruin that chemistry? Just yucky all around. As always, I love you guys. Love the show. Go Kraken. I'm out.
Wow. Whew. Kevin from Denver.
He's hot.
Coming in from the top rope. I love it. I love the passion. We love you, Kevin. We love you, buddy. We met that guy at our first ever party. Our first ever listener party back in the day.
At the Fremont Dock.
Season one for game one of the Kraken. Remember that? Kraken Canucks? Man, what a legend. We love you, Kev.
Kev from Denver. What's the man?
That is how you rant, everybody, by the way. With these last few games, and no matter what happens, whether it's positive, negative, if you got something to rant about, hit us up. It's releasetherants@gmail.com. How many of them can we get in this next week till we record the next time? Let's go, everybody. And with ChatGPT writing them for you these days, there's no excuse.
Ding, ding. I got an idea.
We love you, everybody. Hey, thanks to Wiener Schnitzel. Thank you to EpicSeats.com and the Believe Network for always being awesome. Ryan, love you. Chris, love you.
Yeah.
That's it for us.
Right back at y'all.
Chris, go for it.
Oh, we doing it. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. Go Kraken. 8 games. See ya.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.